So we make an important presumption in spiritual life, meditation practice. The most important presumption is that we presume mindfulness, being awake, under all the conditions of existence. Presume that you are awake. This deals with a whole lot of stuff just right up front. It absolutely stops the manipulative mind in its tracks, and maybe will shave years of unnecessary struggle off your meditation practice. This is what I'm offering to you with the gift of hindsight. Trying to awaken, trying to be mindful, is a lead balloon. It's an absolute lost cause. I was talking with Wendy a bit earlier about, you know, some of my feelings around the sort of commoditization of mindfulness, and I'm sure that I'm partly to blame for this. But it's quite popular to think, now, how can I be mindful when I'm at work, and how can I be mindful when I'm in a supermarket? How do I get to be mindful when I'm with my lover, and blah, blah, blah. And people write books about how you can do all that stuff, and produce, people like me produce checklists, you know. But I was sort of critiquing it quite fiercely within myself, and realized that it's quite back to front. For a number of reasons. One of them is, if you're thinking like, how do I be mindful in the workplace? See, that if you begin from that place, what we know, you know, like normally the checklists, and I sort of, the one that gets me the most is like, how to be mindful in the supermarket, you know, take 3 mindful breaths when you get to the checkout kind of number, you know. And I always think, I don't believe it, you know, when I see this kind of stuff. You see, because it's being strategic, okay? You're in a supermarket, you're being strategic there. We're trying to manipulate something, aren't we, in that moment? But we know from this practice that it is absolutely not about being strategic or trying to manipulate our experience. So why would we be trying to do that to somehow generate mindfulness when we know that's not the way to go? It's a quick fix. It's very reasonable to take 3 mindful breaths when you're waiting at the checkout. But we can be much more profound about it than this. There's another problem inherent in this. How do I be mindful when I'm at home? How can I get to be mindful when I'm in the workplace? Because if you scratch below the surface of the question, there's a presumption there. And that is that you're not mindful there, that you're not awake in that situation. So if we begin from that place, we're beginning from a presumption of unawakeness. And so we're just in reaction to that. We're trying to fix that. We're trying to manipulate ourselves from that place we're starting from, but that's starting from the wrong place. Similarly, when you sit in meditation, you don't start from the place of presuming that you're not awake. That's why I say the most important thing is to presume that you are awake under all the conditions of existence. So if we are going to be mindful in daily life, we have to animate what we're doing here. Otherwise, we get caught in being strategic, problem solving, trying to manipulate our experience, trying to arrive somewhere. How can I manipulate my experience in such a way that I can arrive at this place called being mindful in the workplace? But we know, hopefully you've seen it enough by now, that trying to arrive somewhere is the problem, is the dramatization of the problem, because trying to arrive somewhere is based upon a lack of recognition of where we are. It's the dream world in action. It's the dog chasing its tail. It's always funny to see a dog chasing its tail, because the dog has already got it. It is the tail. It's already got it, and yet it thinks it's other than itself, so it goes chasing after it. It's sort of hilarious to see. If you presume, truly, that you are awake right now, it cuts through the possibility of any manipulation or strategy. It's like, now what are you going to do? You are awake. Now what are you going to do? See, this calls for something completely different. A completely different response. If you presume you're not awake, your strategic mind can have a field day figuring out how you're going to do it once you leave here. And maybe some of you've already thought that, how you're going to do this once you leave here, and dream up circumstances and what ifs and how do I and all the rest of it. But if you begin from presuming you're already awake, that's it, it's finished. Now, the challenge is to live this. And this doesn't require strategy, it requires courage. It's utterly different altogether. Strategy, from that point of view, is based on the presumption that something is lost. It's often fear-based. Courage is the opposite, isn't it? Courage is not fear-based emotion. It's a heart emotion. It's a response to the great demand of conscious life. There is a peculiar demand that I experience. There's a demand that is implicit or inherent in the present moment. We've been opening ourselves up to this demand here. It's a relentless thing. It's like a natural law or sort of guiding principle. There's something to respond to, isn't there? As from this position of being human, conscious, there's something to respond to here.